If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. The Morgan chair slinging wallet.
Whoa, that was a good one.
I'm upset.
What? Oh, God.
This right here. You remember this?
Is that fox mating?
No, they're not mating. It's okay. Not fox mating. Yet.
Oh, this is from yesterday.
This is yesterday. Yeah. The dire wolf.
Yes.
I feel like we've been duped a bit, okay?
Why?
Because maybe I didn't listen clearly enough yesterday, but I came in yesterday and I left here yesterday thinking that they really had brought 100% dire wolf out of extinction. 10,000 years it's been gone.
No, they like mixed it with a wolf.
And they said that in the report yesterday?
She said, like, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, then it's a duck.
Not necessarily.
Even though they mixed some other parts of a real wolf into the dire wolf stuff, she said it's still a duck.
Well, she's lying, because it's not a duck.
That's what she said, though.
No, take the Affleck duck, for example. He walks like a duck, talks like a duck, but that's not a real duck. Thank you.
Ooh,
thank
good
you.
One.
That was a good one. So here's what I'm reading.
He looks like a real duck to me on Affleck.
He's not a real duck.
He is a real duck. On some of the shots, he's a real duck.
Nah, he's green screen.
And then some of it, he's AI, but some of it, he's a real duck.
All right. Listen. Maybe that was a bad example. Okay, listen to me, all right? So yesterday, I'm thinking the dire wolf is back. Schmidel, didn't you think that?
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
I'm reading into it.
Yes, it is. Play that lady again and listen to what she said.
In a first for science, biotech company Colosso Biosciences says it brought the extinct direwolf back to life.
See?
A species that hasn't walked the earth since the Stone Age.
The direwolf is the first de-extinct species.
Well known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones. ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves.
Right.
And we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence to contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf, and
Duck.
It is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, dire wolves Romulus and Remus eating well, and getting bigger every day.
So their DNA reads like a dire wolf. Boom.
Experts are saying, other scientists, maybe they're jealous, I don't know. But they're saying that, no. This is not the actual dire wolf that walked the planet 10,000 years ago.
It's an edited...
This is a hybrid.
Hybrid. That, you plug it in?
No.
It can do both? Gas?
It's a mixture that's not 100% dire
Actually,
wolf.
For the first time I'm hearing, it's not even a mixture. I guess I didn't listen to it well enough either yesterday. I thought there was some form of the DNA of the original, the OG, but there's not.
Not.
It's just the gray wolf that's been edited. The gene has been edited to have the same markers as the dire wolf.
You're catching on. So a duck, it's not.
But
right?
It has the same DNA. If you did its DNA, it would come up dire wolf.
Right.
Yeah, but they're copying the DNA sequence like completely.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's not what walked the planet 10,000 years ago.
True.
Ago.
Well,
but
technically,
it has the same DNA.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it does. She just said that.
Well, it
duck goose.
It has the same. Close to the same DNA. But nevertheless, the experts are saying that it's not the same animal. It is not the exact same animal that walked the planet 10,000 years ago. That cannot be recreated, which is kind of good news, which means there's no way to mix anything that's on the planet today to bring back the T-Rex.
Did I tell you guys that the zebra is the only thing out of the horse and the donkey you can't domesticate? And they don't know why.
Isn't did you weird? Know a zebra is not part of the horse family?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah,
but did you know that they tried to domesticate it and that damn thing would not take a saddle?
No kidding.
Yeah.
A zebra?
A zebra.
Did you know that? Look, I know what you're doing. You're getting bored with me, okay? I know what you're doing. I just want to say that I feel like I was duped a little bit, just a little bit, because I felt like it was the exact same animal, and it's not entirely. All I'm saying.
Is it the sloth that takes like 6 weeks before it goes poop? Was it the sloth?
I could see that. So I slow.
I don't know. I don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there for free, and the podcast will be there after the show today. So don't miss out on that. Anything you missed at the program today, Spadil came running in here just a few minutes ago. He says they put out a warning at the theaters. If you're going to see Minecraft, stop.
Hammer time.
Stop.
Hammer
stop.
Time.
Stop your chicken choking. Stop it. Stop your chicken jockeying or whatever it's called.
What was it called?
I don't remember. Hey Spadil.
It's the jockey chicken. Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad.
What did you say it was?
I said chicken choking or something like that.
Yeah. No, it's chicken jockey.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I
think choking your chicken is different. I don't think they have that on Minecraft.
No, they don't. Yeah.
They don't?
No.
Yeah. No, that's
I've heard that term. I don't know what it means.
That's an OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So if you're going to the theaters, no more, what exactly is the chicken jockeying?
Well, there's a fight scene where Jason Momoa is fighting a bunch of different things from the game. And a chicken jockey is like a zombie character that's in the game. It's a little baby zombie that rides a chicken and you have to like fight it.
Man, what a game.
Isn't there something jockey? What am I thinking of?
Well, there's the spider jockeys, too, and those are skeletons that ride spiders.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows about that.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. There's something jockey. No, in the world jockey. That people say, something jockey.
Jockey. Oh. Jockey something, for position?
No.
Jockey.
It's like blank jockey. Oh. They're a blank jockey.
Disc jockey?
No, that's not it either.
They're a...
Something...
Shock jock?
No, that's not jockey.
I don't...
But dude, you're a terrible game player. You're just terrible. For a gamer,
it
you're horrible at games.
Jock in it? I don't know.
No.
Anyway, all right, so what's happening?
You're not allowed to chicken jockey. I guess people are getting on other people's shoulders inside the theaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we had a request here. They say that there's a song that's in the movie. I have not seen the movie. My wife, my son, he's 7. He went to see the movie with his friends and loved it. Place was crazy, they said. I've not been, but they say there's a song. Chicken song, is it called?
The Lava Chicken Song.
Song, yeah. Jamie.
Are we going to play it?
I've got a piece of it here.
All right.
I don't know if it's a full tune or what it is, but here's a piece of the Lava Chicken Song.
Lava Chicken. Steve's Lava Chicken. Yeah, Steve is hell. Ooh, mama, see, but now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a snack. Ooh, super spicy, it's the lava.
Adele?
That's Jack. Jack Black. Yeah.
Wow, that's a real pick me up. I kind of like that.
Yeah. It's better than anything we play.
By the way, that was pretty funny. I'm on delay.
Thank you, Jamie. Yeah. Thank you. I got no response from that. You know, not one person even chuckled. Is that Adele?
That was funny. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. La, 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 lava.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You came running in here earlier with a drop that you gave us, okay, from the movie itself. Why didn't you use the front part of this? I mean, for your drop.
The chicken thing?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard
the
song.
By the way, the movie's Minecraft, just in case everybody's behind.
Yeah. This right here, BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That's all you need, man.
I didn't know that existed until like 3 seconds ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been to the movie.
Oh, you haven't
no,
been
I haven't
to
seen
the
it yet.
No,
yeah.
No, so none of us have been to the movie, so we didn't know. But supposedly, from what I'm understanding, people are going crazy over this, and this is what brings out their inner, you know, chicken madness at the theaters.
They're jockey.
I have a bunch of jokes in my head, but I'm not going to do anything.
Good. Good. BJ and Jamie, go see Minecraft. You'll have a great time. We'll be right back. La, 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 lava. BJ and Jamie. You know, you're not that far off because it's going to be hot this weekend. Have you
I
seen
know.
This?
Yes.
Near
so 90
for a high. 84, 85, something like that.
I was just telling BJ that I was watching that Sanjay Gupta. He's no, don't get mad. That's CNN, but he's the lead medical correspondent for CNN, and there was literally nothing else to watch. So I was watching him, and he was part of the study for dementia and Alzheimer's and all this stuff, right? And they found that people with more muscle mass and more bone density were least likely to get, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff. And then he also said one of the first senses or nerves that go haywire are the ones that connect our feet to our brain, because we wear shoes too often. So he said, when you're at your house, go completely barefoot.
Okay.
Because it'll keep that nerve intact. I'm telling you, I swear I feel the earth in my shoes. And you know what I mean? Like, I know my feet are acting right in my shoes.
I don't feel like my feet are connected to my brain.
Well, everything's connected to your brain.
I'm just saying. For me, the feeling isn't. I don't feel it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, then take your shoe. Then you really need to take your shoes.
So maybe I need to go around barefoot. Yeah. Although I don't have good-looking feet. So...
He just said that it'll help keep that nerve intact or whatever, and keep you like it's not that grounding thing or anything like that. He just said literally you need to that nerve needs to feel.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah. So
see if it changes my attitude.
Well, remember he also is the guy that said if you want the only way to grow your brain is to use your opposite non-dominant hand or foot.
Huh.
So if you are left-handed, right? Yeah. So start eating and drinking with your right hand.
Or like riding, yeah.
Yeah. And kick with your whatever foot you don't kick with. Kick with the other one.
That'd be so hard to do.
I know, right?
Seems like work.
Well, I kick with my right foot, but if I tried to kick a soccer ball with my left foot.
It'd be terrible.
That would look bad. Yeah.
I actually can do it both ways.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
that's good.
I can hit a golf ball either way.
Nice.
Left-handed or right-handed.
See,
I used to switch hit in baseball.
Then I bet you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the team switcher.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
What do you mean by that?
It's too late. It's gone.
What do you mean?
But anyway, so take off your shoes and socks and walk around your house.
Just be careful of Legos.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Want to get back to the Nuggets. I got a question for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Nuggets are a big story this morning. I mean, it is everywhere. Firing the coach, firing the GM, 3 days away or 3 games away from the playoffs and blah, 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 blah. One of the best players in the world is on your team. So there's a lot of talk out there, especially ESPN. It's wall-to-wall coverage
really
over there.
Is.
And so here's a question for you. They play tonight in Sacramento. There's a lot of pressure on that team to win tonight.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Which one? Which
our
team?
Our team.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nuggets. I'm just saying.
Because I feel like there's more of a pressure for Sacramento because we don't even have a coach.
Well,
we're bad.
We've got an assistant coach. But when you get to that level in the NBA or the NFL, I don't think a coach matters that much, to be honest with you. I think those guys go out there and they're professionals and they play. But I think if you're the players... And behind the scenes, we speculate that they've kind of called for this action, that the coach be fired. So now the pressure's on you to go out and win without him.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it was a big move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got him. Yeah.
Now, if you're the coach, Coach Ballone, man, he's hoping they get their butt kicked tonight, doesn't he?
What do you think he's doing? I always wonder that. I don't know why I wonder that. Well, like, I mean, you know, yeah.
According to a text, he's playing pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said that their husband is his pickleball partner.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have more time.
Do you think he just took off on a Learjet somewhere, like to Hawaii, and just is like, you know what? I'm out of here. I don't want to see the news. I don't want to read about it. I don't want to know anything. Because he does have to find another job.
I think he's interviewing with San Antonio. They have an opening up right now, and a lot of people speculate that's where he's going to go. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Take a vacation first. I think you do.
I think you do, too. I think you call up Southwest. Yeah. It's time to get away. You know? I do. I think I'm with Jamie. Yeah. I don't think that you're looking at San Antonio the next day. I mean, that's a hellhole. I think you want to get away.
Yeah,
I think you're bored of flight and you're off to Zimbabwe or somewhere,
yeah,
you know?
You don't want to watch any of the news.
Yeah, you don't want anything to do with
devastated.
It.
Devastated. I mean, like, he built this. You know, like, this was like his little empire that he built. Like, we all love him.
Now, here's what I've not seen. How much money was this guy making? Anybody know? And then, did he have a contract they have to pay out?
There's a lot of questions.
Is he walking away with, like, $5-6 million?
Schmidl, where are you and your knowledge?
Yeah. Where's you and your friends now?
What did Brad say?
Yeah.
He was making $12 million a year.
And does he have a contract? What did Brad say?
Yeah, what's your buddy Brad say? He sits right behind the bench. He should know this information.
let me get with Brad. I'm DMing him on Facebook right now.
You don't have his actual number?
I thought you guys were best friends.
We are friends from like childhood.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, $12 million they were paying the coach?
Not too shabby.
That's pretty good.
Well, he did get us a championship.
I know, just saying a coach is a coach.
Well, I mean, you have to deal with those egos.
You should make a lot of money, Jamie. You know? Can you imagine being an NBA coach?
No.
I mean, you've got nothing but a team full of LeBron Jameses out there.
Exactly, right?
I mean, it would be just absolutely awful. And I know, I mean, I don't know, but I'm guessing the team was behind this. They weren't getting along with this guy, and they went to the owner and said, hey, you got to get rid of this guy and this guy. They're trouble. And they axed him yesterday.
Yeah, and then, but the thing is, we're ranked fourth.
Yeah, felt like we were doing pretty good.
I felt like we were okay.
I felt like we were on a roll here, but all of a sudden, boom. And according to Woody Woodpecker Page.
Well, what Woody said, too, is that we lost the locker room. Yeah.
We lost the locker
room. He lost the locker room.
You don't want to lose that locker room, man.
No,
that's where the money is, right? Yes. Here's Woody Woodpecker.
Stan Kroenke and Josh Kroenke didn't make this decision without going to the greatest player in the entire world, and that would be the Joker, Jokic. Are you okay with this move? Jokic probably, in a surrender mode about this season, said, yes, let's try anything. I think they're trying anything. It's the last gasp effort to get something out of this team.
And that'd be a tough call if you're a player. The owners come to you and say, hey, you think we should fire the coach?
Mm,
yep.
I know,
yep.
Right?
Let him go. Let him go. We don't need him anymore.
Isn't that crazy? And I mean,
it's a wild
and
story.
You probably were like, you were probably buddies while you're winning the
championship.
Well,
that's the only coach that he's ever known.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. Another chance at Mumford & Sons tickets coming up at the Slacker Show later this afternoon. Then here on our show again tomorrow morning at 7:20. Mumford & Sons.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
About a win.
DJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you know how I make a list every day?
Wait, what?
You know how I make a list every day?
I can't hear you.
Not to say that nobody else does. I'm just saying that every day I come in, I make a list of topics, right?
Yeah, you sure do.
Part of them we get to, part we don't, because some come off as stupid. Because some come off as stupid, right? And then you have things that you bring to. But I just wanted to mention, I've got two things left this morning.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But sometimes you look at your list.
And it just doesn't seem that interesting the next day. No. I feel you.
Well, even later that morning.
Yeah.
Because I wrote these down early this morning at 5 a.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the only two things on my list I have left
are.
Is, did you know there are hard plastics in bratwurst and they're recalling them? Johnson's?
I did. And okay. The cheesy ones.
The cheesy cheddars?
Yeah, yeah.
And the other is dog poop being dropped on Manhattan protesters.
Saw that one too. Wow.
Did you see the video?
No, I did not. I didn't want to.
Isn't that illegal? I'm sure it is. Some way, if you knew
it's
who
assault.
Did it. Right?
Yeah.
They had these protesters in Manhattan. And, you know, it's nothing but skyscrapers up there. But people live in those skyscrapers, too. So these protesters are down on the street protesting, and they're dropping their dog poop from up at the top of these skyscrapers down on these people.
Have you ever hit anybody from a high rise? On accident?
Maybe
with a hot dog?
I don't think I've ever been in a where I've had window access.
No. Okay. Just wondering.
Like with a hot dog? What do you mean?
Well, we were in Vail, and we were all on the deck, and we were all eating hot dogs off the grill or whatever.
Yeah.
And mine just was, something was wrong, and I just threw it, and somebody said, ouch! But I don't know if I really hit him. And it was only three stories up.
Maybe it landed next to him. Like,
I've actually done something like that.
Yeah.
Where were we? I can't remember. But there was a walkway, and it was a bridge walkway. And underneath was a road and a street, and people could walk down there too. And I've spit off the top before.
No!
And hit somebody on the bottom. Not meaning to. It was not intentional. So there was no assault, you know.
Well,
yeah. I mean, I guess you could be charged in a way. But it wasn't meant to be. But I've over the edge and then looked down and, oh, crap, it's hit somebody.
And that brings me to another topic, is why do men spit?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's so dumb.
I do it all the time.
Why?
I love to.
You love to?
Yeah.
What's the love of the spit?
I don't know. There's just something about the...
does it make you feel like masculine or something?
I think so, Jamie. Don't know. It's just something I like.
I think there's
a
little bit to that because in hockey all the time, I mean, we spit on the bench, we spit on the ice all the time.
What is in your mouth that you need to get rid of? I mean, I understand
just
if you're a woman,
spit.
But what are you guys doing?
I don't know.
It's like marking your territory almost, kind of. That's what it kind of feels like. You're just spitting all over the place.
It's just nasty. Yeah. I just don't get it.
It's just, I don't know what it is. And I do it out of just habit, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even really have to, but I just do it.
Are you guys, like, pretending you're chewing?
No.
No, I don't pretend. Not
that at all.
I
don't know.
Even going to, like, at Ball Arena, you'll see guys spit in the urinal before they start. Going
really?
To the bathroom. Yeah, all the time. And I do it too.
I think it's just a habit.
It is
I
a
really
habit.
Do. I don't think that it's anything that you're doing intentionally. It's just a habit that happens over time.
My mouth is not moist enough to collect spit.
Mine is.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Mine is too. Mm-hmm.
That's so hot.
Yeah. I can spit right now.
Yeah, spitters. We're
I'm
spitters.
Thinking about spitting right now.
My son does. Little frog. Frog 7.
Really?
No.
Yeah, he spits.
It's nasty. Don't you guys understand it's nasty? It's just your saliva's everywhere.
Yeah, but it's mine, so it's not nasty.
It is. Like, I see it in the parking lot,
you know what I mean?
And I'm like, Why would somebody just spit in the parking lot? I have to step over it.
I guess I've never thought about it like that.
It's gross.
It is.
I mean, what if women just start...
No, you're right, though. You're right. And sometimes, I don't know, guys, if you've ever done this before or not, but sometimes I'll be in the parking lot here or wherever and have that, you know, that urge... You know, that urge to, and boom, it'll hit somebody's car.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
You're spitting on cars?
Not intentionally, Jamie. I'm not that kind of guy.
My God.
But I've had accidental spits before.
You have projectile spits?
Yeah. And sometimes it'll hit things that it's not intended for, you know?
I think like all women, okay, you know what? You know how everybody does protesting and stuff?
Yeah.
I think all women, starting today, would just start spitting. Just...
If you don't mind.
Yeah, that was so
Yeah, you're getting all over the place in here.
Sorry.
If you don't mind, you've proven your point.
That
okay.
Was a little juicy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.